You're listening to SBS News.
Negotiators for Iran and six world powers adjourned talks on reviving their 2015 nuclear deal, saying they'll go back to their governments for decisions. Iran is seeking to salvage its tattered nuclear deal with major powers and free itself from punishing United States sanctions that have contributed to a sharp economic downturn. Iranian and European Union diplomats say they are very close to restoring the agreement abandoned by the Trump administration. They say it's now up to the governments involved in the negotiations to make political decisions. Iran's top negotiator, Abbas Araghchi, says a deal is now closer than ever before.
We are closer to a deal than any time in the past, but it doesn't mean that we are there. The remaining job is still difficult and needs lots of, efforts and further talks. So we decided to cut negotiations here, go back home, not only for consultations, but this time for decision making.
Enrique Mora is the European Union official who chaired the final meeting of the sixth round of talks between Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, and Iran. He also says a deal is very near.
We are closer than we were 1 week ago, but we are not still there. We have made progress on a number of technical issues. We have now more clarity on technical documents, some of them quite complex. And that clarity allows us to have also a clear idea of what the political problems are.
Mr. Mora did not further elaborate on the nature of the technical issues or what precisely the political problems are. This was the first official meeting since Iran's hardline judiciary chief won a landslide victory in the country's presidential election last week. Some diplomats expressed concern that Iran's election of Ebrahim Raisi as president could complicate a possible return to the agreement. Mr. Raisi's victory over the weekend was a widely anticipated result after many high-profile candidates were barred from running. He won 62% of the vote, with about 90% of ballots counted from Friday's election. Voter turnout was very low, with less than half of eligible voters casting their ballot. Mr. Raisi is seen as close to the 81-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has ultimate political power in Iran. Mr. Mora says all sides are working to reach an agreement despite the political changes.
Delegations will come back from capitals with clearer instructions, clearer ideas on how to finally close the deal. This round has taken place against important political developments, and I have to underline that we have negotiated as business as usual against these important political developments.
Russian Representative Mikhail Ulyanov says the time for political decisions has come.
There are a few controversial points which require political decisions. Apparently, diplomatic efforts to find common language have been almost fully exhausted. So the time has come for political decisions.
Mr. Ulyanov says no date for a resumption in negotiations had been set for now, although he suggested they could return in about 10 days. Negotiations have been going on in Vienna since April to work out the nature and sequencing of steps Iran and the United States must take on nuclear activities and sanctions to return to full compliance with the nuclear pact. This comes as Iran's sole nuclear power plant undergoes what Iranian state television is calling an unexplained temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state electricity energy company has told a talk show the Bushehr plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days and could lead to power outages.
It has been announced in the news, and you might have heard too, that the nuclear share of our power plants has been subject to an emergency shutdown, which will last for 3 to 4 days. It was shut down yesterday. When you lose 1,000 megawatts of your plant's capacity, the likelihood of blackouts will rise.
This is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of the plant located in the southern port city of Bushehr. After going online in 2011 with help from Russia, spent fuel rods from the Bushehr reactor must be sent back to Russia as a nuclear non-proliferation measure. In March, nuclear official Mahmoud Jafari said the plant might shut down as Iran cannot procure parts and equipment for it from Russia due to banking sanctions imposed by the United States in 2018. Bushehr is fueled by uranium produced in Russia, not Iran, and is monitored by the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency. The IAEA has not yet responded to the reported shutdown. The plant, which sits near active fault lines and was built to withstand powerful quakes, has been periodically shaken by tremors. There have been no significant earthquakes reported in the area in recent days. In April, Iran claimed that its Natanz nuclear facility had been hit by a terrorist act a few hours after first reporting an accident had caused the power failure there. Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the Iran Atomic Energy Organization at the time, said the attack was carried out by opponents of the country's industrial and political progress who aimed to prevent development of a thriving nuclear industry. He did not specify what country or entity might be behind the alleged sabotage. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.